بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون وقال سبحانه وتعالى وما من دابه في الارض الا على الله رزقها وقال سبحانه وتعالى لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك صدق الله العظيم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ پیپل آر وٹنسنگ این اکنامک ٹرموئل پرائسز آف ڈفرنٹ کموڈیٹیز اسٹارٹنگ آف فرام فیول ڈاؤن ٹو فوڈ clothing and basics, the prices are just escalating and many people are just shaking their heads. To some people in our community, the current situation has hit them directly, and to those who are more affluent, though they will witness how much things have gone up, but it doesn't make a dent in his pocket. But both these groups need to worry about what is happening. The man that is affected directly, he is worried about making ends meet. And the one who's got sufficient, it also should plague him and worry him that when a nation is going through economic turmoil, then situations becomes volatile. In other words, there's instability that follows this. Now, one way to sort this problem out is to sort it out the way the world will sort out things. And that is to fight the people on the top, that is to protest, and to do a whole host of things that would normally be done under the situation that we need to replace this and replace that. But in our deen, we understand, and not just hopefully believe, but from the bottom of our heart, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is Khaliqul Kainat. He is the one that created the entire universe. Allah is Ar-Razzaq Jalla Jalaluhu, the one that provides provisions. Allah is aware of everything that grows, everything that comes down, whatever happens. Not a creature on this earth is fed but that Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Everything Allah Ta'ala is taking care of. So the safer option, and should we say the only option, is to talk to the one that has risk in his control. For Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala can turn tables at any time. But there is a certain qaida, there is a certain rule, there is a certain zabta, there is a certain system. That when a person will do this, then this will happen. If he will do that, then that will happen. So actions beget reactions. A person understands this in everything else, in the matters of risk as well. A person has to look in which direction things are going. What is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because whatever happens at the bottom will affect the top. Take a simple vehicle. Nowadays, there isn't anyone that hasn't seen a pothole coming to the masjid. You know? So when you hit that ditch, when you hit that pothole, the rest of the car is also affected and it shakes. Even the occupants, they get a jolt. So whatever happens on the earth, it has an effect on the top. And then from the top, there's a reaction that comes down. So we should not minus this and think that, you know what, how is it happening like this? Why is it happening like this? We should now retrospect and inspect. That Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions under authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that for every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he's a believer or he's a sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed lawful risk. Allah ta'ala has decreed for him halal sustenance. And that will come to him in due course. But when a person decides to jump the gun, when a person loses patience, and now he needs to involve himself, hell or high water, come what may, I need to get this, and I need to achieve that, this would be my financial standing, and now he resorts to unlawful means, haram means, forbidden means, then automatically what is mentioned by these illustrious scholars and illustrious predecessors, that automatically there's a decrease in your halal risk. Wait for it to come. When a person goes into another avenue. Now let us just go into our society. Businessmen, laymen, talking one language in different ways. There's no way out for me but that I must go into an interest-bearing deal. Overdraft is the only way for me now. Otherwise, I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. Another person who's not so savvy in the lines of business, to him the way of earning money is gambling. If I will play the dice and roll the roulette and pull the trigger of the different machines, then this is my way. At the end of the day, I got to feed my family. Since when I feed my family? When Sahaba, the ladies, the Sahabiyah were asked, that what you going to do for your men have gone out now? Who's going to see to you? What a beautiful answer. The people who were eating have gone in the path of Allah. The one that feeds is still around. In this time, whether secretly or openly, there's categoric zina taking place and the preludes to zina are taking place. What I mean by this, in our society, that element of respect from both genders, there was a time we'll say the men that, you know what, look after yourself and do not look around. Respect the woman. But now we say it both ways. A woman out there, you're not making the game any more easy. You're also equally guilty in the preludes to this interaction between male and female. And many times, Allah forbid, when the bodily waters are wasted incorrectly, when bodily waters are wasted incorrectly, then the waters from the heaven also are restricted. See, the people of Lut alayhi salam, they did actions that were contrary to human behavior. Then the azab also came that Allah made them upside down also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the entire situation. What my servants are doing? What are they up to now? Are they online, on track? Where are they going? So the very first step, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ, that the actions of a person, they are a direct bearing on those that will rule us. When we will be handing ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it's supposed to be, we give our zakat on time and not consider it as a governmental tax, and we have this heart of sadaqah. In fact, there were people in the past and present that when they needed, for example, 100 rand, they would give a 10 rand, because Allah will promise you to get 10 times more than that. There's a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately today, we only understand monetary moves. If I take so many million and place it here, then the outcome of it will be that. Yes, these are asbab and means. By all means, we must adopt those things.
But these are not yaqeeni asbab. A person can place X amount of capital certain place, whether he'll get something or not, there's no guarantee about it. But when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100 million% guarantee that the reaction when he turns to Allah is going to be positive. Now unfortunately today, I understand my salah as far as just being a ritual ibadat. I have not understood my namaz, my daily 5-time prayer and optional and extra prayers as a tool or a mechanism to move things. You see, Sahaba and the people around the messenger and after that understood that my rizq and salat is linked up. My sustenance and my salah is linked up. Just like how a person says, you know, my business and my profession and my job, my occupation is linked to my survival. As a believer, my rizq, what does Allah say in the Quran when it comes to instructing our families? There's about 10 different portions where Allah Ta'ala says that instruct your family, instruct your family. In one of those ayat, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُ. Here we are commanded that you command your family to make salah. You be firm on that. I'm not asking you for sustenance. I'll take care of it. Allah says in another verse, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Now how do we understand this? You remember me, I will remember you. Because at this time we all want Allah to remember us, help us. So the ulama kiram say, by way of understanding, فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالصَّلَاةِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْبَرَكَاتِ. Remember me with salat, remember me with namaz, remember me with the prayers, I will remember you with barakah. Now what is this sabak of barakah? Ulama kiram, this for the majma to make an intricate subject very digestible, because I'm just a student. Those that are real scholars, they will come and explain it in detail. But a student give a student explanation. Ulama kiram say, by and large, there's three type of barakat, or how barakat is exhibited and made manifest. Because we all want barakah. When a man gets a new business, Allah give you barakah. You get married, Allah give you barakah. You take in a journey, Allah give you barakah. Allah bahut barakat nasif. We all speak of barakah. How does this barakah manifest itself? So they say that one form of barakah, which is not so common, and we don't see this phenomena all the time, that is for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, that He gives him something that is from the unseen. It wasn't there, then suddenly it's there. The mill of the sahabi just started working and suddenly flour is coming out. That's also barakah, min Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Food just coming from the unseen. Now that's not the phenomena that we will experience day to day. But the other two forms of barakah, so to say, you and I can gel with it and we can understand it. That where little can become lot. For that to happen, now somebody says, you know what, two slices are two slices, how is it going to become lot? Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab, Damat Barakatum, Hafizahullah, our senior, says, you see, when you see a rubber band, unfortunately there's no rubber band in front of me to give the example, but a rubber band looks small, but when you stretch it, it can go over a whole pile of money, whole pile of books or envelopes. But it was looking small. When Allah wants to stretch the rizq of somebody, Allah wants to make it happen for him, then Allah will do it the way Allah does it. Also part and parcel of barakat, little is lot, where the hadith says that one food is enough for the next person. My ustad, when explaining this thing, he said, doesn't mean that if you got one slice bread, it's going to become two. A mu'min doesn't eat with shaitan. A mu'min eats with the name of Allah. Previously he needed one slice to fill himself. Now that half slice, half will fill his stomach. The other half, his stomach would get full with the joy of his next brother having something. Allah will fill him. We can't understand these things. We need to get into the realm of it and experience that what is mentioned by our seniors, that there's barakat in little is lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can open up the risk. But that person who will make surah waqiyah his mamool. I beg for correction, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's leaving this world and he's got so many daughters. By and large, if you got sons, you can say he can sort his life out. But in every home, we have our roses. The rose of a home are his daughters, correct? Now, what is the quality of rose? It's very petite. It's very delicate. It doesn't go out into the world to fend for itself and face the onslaughts. So they say, you're leaving your daughters behind. Say, I left them with Surah Waqiyah. And ulama kiram explain that when you read Surah Waqiyah, read it with this intention that, oh Allah, whatever khazana and treasures you have behind this surah, oh Allah, open up all for me. Again, it comes back to yaqeen. Like I understand that if I take my investment and I place it behind a commercial property, at the end of so many years, I'm going to get a return and that property's price will double and quadruple, whatever have you. A person has yaqeen in that investment. Invest behind Quran, invest behind Hadith, and watch what happens. The third form of barakah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is istighna anil ashya. What is istighna anil ashya? Sound like a very, high term, but simple. Allah give us the tawfiq not to get over enamored with the times. What does this mean now? Everybody in my circle is updating a vehicle. There is no harm, and no mufti can tell you that you're not allowed to update a vehicle. But let us inspect. Everybody in my circle is buying a certain type of boat, certain type of property, going to a certain destination. Now I have to ask myself this question, do I really need this? Is it my need? Or as Mahazrat says, is it my greed? When you have a need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakat in that need. But when a person has greed, then he hasn't got sufficient to feed. Now he's stuck, you see. For Allah's sake, don't worry about what people will say. Yes, you must worry about what the dindar people will say. Today people have taken this statement the upside down way. We will have our wedding the way we want. We don't worry what people say. That's not the time to apply this. That time you must worry what people say. But as far as if I am a simpleton, or I'm a person that has whatever I got, but if I don't need to update something, and if people don't want me to fit into the circle because I don't come into that type of where I can talk so many figures, then that circle is not for you, bhai. One doctor is a very simple person. So all these friends, tip-top, suited, booted. So one say, I just pulled out a brand new BM. Another person, I just pulled out an Audi. What? Quattro. Another one, I pulled out a Merc. Now, doctor was a simple person. He say, me, I'm also driving a German car, man. So then the conversation just went like that. So someone say, what you pulled out? Say, I still got my same Beetle. You understand, my friends? This istighna anil ashya, to become independent of things, is going to help us at this moment. We need to tell this to our spouses and to our children. We need to explain to this to our broader spectrum of our families. If we are going to do things based on other people's impressions of us, then as Sulman Bhai says, we're buying things we don't need, with money we don't have, to impress people we don't know. What is the need to have a wedding? Already the weddings were wild enough. Do you need to bring wildlife to the wedding? You, those that know what I'm talking about, some are just looking, Mona, what's going on now? You should be abreast with what's going on. People are bringing tigers to the wedding. I don't know what's next, by lions? Is a Kruger Park or something? What's the need for all of this? Can't a person be simple? By Allah, if Allah Ta'ala gave you that amount to earn and live well, even those people that are living well, I just got a report of a person, combined earning of the month between husband and wife, over 200,000 rand a month, they can't come out. Where are they shopping? What are you doing, Ben? I'm telling you, when you move on the ground, not to go find out things, things will come to you. He can't come out. End of the month, he's trying to borrow. 200,000 rand, what are you eating? What are you living? So then I ask the person, what is he doing? So you see, one is a shoe from here, and one is an imported shoe from another country. One is a tile from here, and one is a tile that got, I don't know what tile it is, but it's a tile, which maybe 5,000 rand a square meter. So you understand how the money goes. One is a handbag to put something inside, because it's a handbag, and one is the bag that will be at hand. See what I'm moving with. Then I ask, what else? You see, the cars that they're driving, every month, not every month, every now and then, yearly, because that circle that we live in is updating the thing. Now, to park next to that with the 2022 model next to the 2023 is outdated, even though on the clock is only 10,000 Ks. We're suffering this inferior complex. So in this time, when things are going up, istighna anil ashya, what is the need to be on time with all the phones? A phone can do its job. But it's all about when I'm sitting at that supper, dastarkhan or table, and the phone rings. So the whole attention will be, hey, you're on the fold level now. What else are you moving with, man? You've got Apple now because it's based on that, to get that attention. By Allah, we all crave attention, but get the attention of Allah which is real. Get the attention of Allah which is real. So istighna anil ashya. Speak to our family that, look here, you don't have to live a branded life. You don't have to live a fashion life. I'm not saying don't dress up nicely. I'm not saying don't dress up decently. I'm not saying that's not the calls will come. Hey, Maulana gave a bayan. Now look what my husband, he jammed my whole card up. I can't buy anything. I'm not talking about that. But every time a person is chasing fashion, what comes out of it is that yesterday's garment, which is still stunning and dropped as gorgeous, seems to be old like a rag. Why? Because I'm in that fashion line. Because I'm in the branded line. Yes, if a certain product is only good in the branded and all others are not working for you, then go for that. But to say that me, I'm a certain person that dresses up with this brand, head to toe, I'm in this brand. So when I move out of my house, I must be, you know, like a real Kruger coin. Now that is not working on a practical level. Can you be a Kruger coin every day? And those days don't come out from the house. So istighna anil ashya. Allah will make us independent from things and learn to function simple. My dear friends, also there is a dua. Amongst the other adiyah, Allahumma barik li fi rizqi wa kanni'ni fi hayati. O Allah, give me barakat in my risk and give me kanaat in my life. What is kanaat? That what I got, I'm happy with it. Kisi aur ke risk or kisi aur ke gari and somebody else's life, hame raal nahi tapakna chahiye. I mustn't drool for it. So I'm asking Allah Ta'ala to bless me with kanaat. Kanaat can only come from shukr, my dear brothers. Wallah, the ulama kiram explain. Can you see all of us have got a kurta? Some of us got zip, some of us got button. Make shukr even for this button. I'm serious. Start making shukr even for the shoelace. Make shukr even in our glasses. There's a small little bolt screw that's holding that handle. That's holding the earpiece. Make shukr for that. Make shukr that even the pen that I got in my pocket is working. Make shukr that when I came to the masjid, I got a parking. I have a vehicle to come. I got shoes on my feet. You'll say, but Maulana, I'm not with you. I thought shukar you must make when you get big things, man. Since when you make shukar for a button? Since when you thank Allah, oh Allah, you gave me a button, you gave me socks, oh Allah, you gave me a pen? Ulama kiram explained that, you see, when a person starts a fire, does he start with the logs or the twigs? When we start this burning love of shukar with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when a person will start appreciating everything, he look at his mic, shukar, I don't have to raise my voice more than necessary. What will be left of my throat? Allah, I thank you for this. Allah, I thank you is not load shedding at the moment. My dear brothers, seated on this carpet, Masjid al-Hilal, beautiful green carpet, make shukar, it's so clean, crisp. The people behind it, what sterling work they did. You know, when a person starts living in the alam of shukar, then automatically he'll feel that he's got everything. But when he lives in the realm of nashukri, like Azhar Mufti Sahib was explaining that somebody, I wouldn't get the right figures, but the purport of it. Hazrat, make dua for me, man. Hey, barkat has gone down. What happened, boy? No, we lost about 40 bars. 40 million. Hey, how you lost this thing? No, our predicted risk was 140 for the year. We only made 100. Make dua for us. We lost out. Why you lost out? You made 100 million. And you're saying that it never come out right. And you're going by the buzruk and crying like this. You made the joke of the century. Make shukar, wallah, my dear brothers. If we can live in the alam of shukar, then to have kanaat in my life, to have that Allah, you are sufficient for me. My dear friends, last but not least, is that do not come onto wastage. One is the normal expenditures, you know. But وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. For Allah's sake, don't waste the ni'mats of Allah. Don't waste the ni'mats of Allah. Use it to your best. But squandering wealth and time and all the energies that Allah Ta'ala has given us in avenues without batting an eyelid, this is a recipe for disaster. Ulama kiram explained that, look, at least we can leave from this talk with one simple lesson and explanation. That fair enough, I can't bring my lifestyle down. I'm used to certain thing, eating every day, wearing and driving. Right, hold on there. Don't bring it down. So you can leave with a balanced heart. There's no reservation. But where we stop now, stop. Where I am now, just stop. And unless it is a need, then make mashura with somebody who understands what's going on, and then go into that need. Comes back to the same subject. It comes back to the same subject. Know my greed and know my need. My dear friends, what is the destiny? What is the future? How will it happen? I don't know, you don't know. They are talking about certain predictions of where this will reach and where that will reach. That's all in its place. But we needn't get into those nitty-gritties. We've got the one on our side who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from today onwards, let me make my namaz. Let me read my Quran. Let me make my dua. Let me make my zikr. But at the same strength and same time, I got to do a holistic effort. See, my dear friends, when I don't have a holistic effort in front of me, then I'm shooting myself in the foot. How is this being done? That I'm praying for risk, I'm praying for all of this, but from the society level, what results are going up, that's the result going to come down. I need to get majority on this side that are reading the Quran, majority on this side that are making the salah, majority on this side that are making dua, majority on this side that are abstaining from sins that cut our risk. Now when I'm working in that line, whichever way you do it, mashallah, one umumi way, a general way that is very, very progressive and very easy for people to join without any membership, without any difficulty, is this Jamaat work. Mashallah, they're doing a sterling job of turning people's attention and their barakat is coming. But for whatever way, I'm doing something, make some effort that this kind of fiza and environment comes about, where people turn to Allah in the majority. Then, whatever other people will do, they'll do. But the judgment on what will come down on the face of this earth will be judged by this majma. It will be judged by the people of Iman, what they do. Remember, my dear friends, I'll terminate here. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu showed us that there's four properties, by and large, you get, can this help me here? Air, water, earth, right? The fourth one not coming to my mind. Air. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting in Medina Sharif. His connection is with Allah. Yasariya al-Jabal. The wind will come in your subservience when you become Allah's. Fire. Fire. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu is told by Sayyidina Umar, go and put the lava back into the crater. You ever heard in any technology today that they are handling volcanoes? You get a fire engine to extinguish fires, but extinguish a volcano, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu's fire brigade showed us. Fire under the control when you turn to Allah. Water, the river Nile, flowing, not flowing. Normally we'll think, let's make a new dam system or make a new water system, aquatic system. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu showed us one unique letter written to water. Flow if you want to flow. If you flow by the command of Allah, then we don't need you. But you must flow if you have to flow. And Allah Ta'ala turns that water situation. What was down, the levels came up. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the earth is shaking. There's an earthquake or a tremor. Whatever it was on the Richter scale, we know now Richter scale, whatever it was shaking. Sayyidina Umar just stamps his foot. Am I not ruling with justice that you're shaking? You see, my dear friends, these four properties that control this world are not in the hands of those people who think they control it. They've made a bigger noise than necessary. When my ustad explains this, he say, you see, today most of you are going to have lunch. Now when you go, with the dish comes another side dish called a papar. You heard of that thing? It's like a crackly thing. How big is a papar? So big, isn't it? But when you squash a papar, or if the child is there, give him candy floss and you squash it, one big bag of candy floss can fit in a teaspoon of sugar in our mouth. So these things, they're making very big noise. They can't control anything. Allah is a controller. So the message here, my dear friends, that the fuel price went up, and the oil went up, and the bread went up,